A Guide to Biblical Accountability for Business Leaders, Part 1.
Welcome to Reframed. Join us as we explore the concept of redemptive business in our unique contexts on the African continent.
Why is biblical accountability in business important? Introduction. The biblical worldview is a lens through which followers of Christ understand and interact with the world around them. They understand that God is the creator and owner of the universe and everything in it. Human beings are made in His image with a duty to glorify Him by taking care of the earth and developing its potential. This is the foundation of the Christian doctrine of stewardship. The principle of accountability is based on this doctrine of stewardship. To put it simply, everything we have, such as time, talent, and treasure, belongs to God. He has entrusted these to us to use for His purposes and to honor Him. One day, He will ask us to give an account for how we used them. Doing this would be easy and natural if the corrupting effects of sin were not present. According to the Bible, sin entered God's perfect creation when Adam and Eve decided to disobey God, to behave like owners who were free to do as they pleased, rather than stewards who would gladly obey the will of God, who is the owner of all things. The terrible results of this rebellion affected every part of creation. The earth would no longer cooperate with humanity's development project in the way that God designed it to, and the human heart became devoted to worshipping created things, especially the worship of self. The desire to honor God as faithful stewards was replaced by the false idea that we were the owners of everything. This brought with it a strong and often uncontrollable desire for personal pleasure. By His life, death, and resurrection, Jesus Christ made a way for everyone who believes to be forgiven for this great sin of rebellion, to be reconciled to God, and restored to His original plan of faithful stewardship for His glory. For this reason, the New Testament vision for Christian life is one of brothers and sisters walking together in transparency and accountability. Doing this helps us to worship God in all things by depending on other believers to discern and limit our natural tendency towards the deception of ownership, reminding us of the fact that our lives, talents, and treasures are not our own, but should be submitted to the will of God, the true owner. And in the end, it prepares us for a positive judgment and reward when we give a final account to God about our lives. So how do we apply this idea to our lives in a way that fits our specific context, but still stays true to Scripture? There have been many sincere attempts in the recent history of the Church to practically apply the principle of accountability through formal group meetings. Some Christians have genuine God-glorifying stories to tell, but we also have to acknowledge some of the weaknesses and failures of the formal way in which the church community has implemented accountability structures. A common criticism is that the way church groups enforced accountability was too rigid and formal, making these meetings awkward because of very personal questions. This approach often led to people feeling guilty if they did wrong, or they just wouldn't admit their faults. They became too focused on following rules to be accepted by God and others, or overly proud when they did something right. People began to make up more and more rules on how to behave, aiming to stop people from giving in to their sinful desires. These rules usually just covered up the deeper problem instead of addressing the real challenge, which is changing our hearts to act in ways that honor God. Although there have been challenges with accountability, giving up on it is not an option, for two reasons. One, the first is that stewards do not have the luxury of choosing whether or not they wish to be held accountable. This is because being accountable is at the heart of taking care of what we are given. For example, think about the responsibility of a CEO to give an account of her leadership and the state of the business to her board of directors and shareholders. This is not something she chooses to do. She does it because it is expected, precisely because she is a steward of the business, not its owner. In the same way, within the biblical worldview, being accountable to God through other believers is part of the normal Christian life. It is part of what it means to love the Lord your God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22. 2. The second reason we cannot give up on accountability is that the cost of not being accountable is too high. It affects not only the individual, but the people around them and society at large. In Africa, this point does not require much explanation, although of course the problem is global. What is the impact on a family when a husband and father is a law unto himself and answers to no one? What happens to a business when the leader becomes untouchable and cannot be questioned about anything he says or does? What is the effect on employees and other stakeholders when senior management ignore good corporate governance? What is the impact on society when public officials refuse to be accountable to the people who voted them into office? The impact of not being accountable affects society, business, the economy, church life, family life, and personal life in ways too great to be fully measured. Accountability lies at the heart of stewardship. We said that the basis for biblical accountability is stewardship, looking after something that belongs to someone else and has been entrusted to you. Starting, growing, leading, or just working for a business involves long hours, many sacrifices, big risks, frequent disappointments, and constant stress. Because of this hard work, it's hard to think that the money and other benefits the business makes actually belong to someone else. If you're an entrepreneur, you're especially at risk of thinking you own the business and everything it makes. You might believe it's up to you to decide how much to give to God. In this way of thinking, you are the owner and God is a beneficiary of your generosity. Now might be a good moment to think about how we see God and about why it's hard for us to give everything we have to Him and to follow His advice on how to manage it. Could it be that at some level we do not trust Him? Do we think that He will take too much from us and leave us with a lower quality of life than we want? These are real fears shared by many, but are they justified? What if we believed about what God is like that causes us to think in this way? If we don't address these deep heart issues, the concept of being accountable in business will just be a good idea and won't be something we fully accept and practice. We might say we are caretakers, but deep down we think we are the owners and we will act like it. In 1 Timothy 6 verse 17, Paul instructs Timothy to warn the wealthy believers in the church not to be arrogant or to put their trust in money. What they should do instead, he says, is to put their trust in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Did you get that? God wants you to enjoy your life. Obviously, that can be misinterpreted a number of ways, but there is a truth here that may help to free us from thinking our Father God will only let us spend money on ourselves once all the poor in our city have been fed, clothed, and housed. If we can get to that place of wholehearted trust in who God really is, not who we have made Him out to be, then being accountable will be seen as something good as we truly try to honor Him with everything we are and everything we have. Accountability has an impact on society. Just as people don't notice the sound and visuals in a presentation until a loud, high-pitched noise hurts everyone's ears, the importance of being accountable in society is only really noticed when it fails. Not many people walk into a successful company and think, "These leaders are obviously accountable." However, when that same company blows up due to a financial scandal, people will immediately point to a failure of leadership accountability. And the reason such failures dominate news headlines, whether they be in the private or public sector, is because of their ripple effect on the lives of so many people. Even on a much smaller scale, a lack of leadership accountability can do a lot of damage. We frequently point out the negatives of not being accountable, but it's equally important to discuss the benefits of being accountable, as shown many times in the New Testament. Consider the parable of the talents in Matthew 25. The first two servants worked hard to produce 100% return on the money entrusted to them by their master, and were properly praised and given more responsibilities. And while the third servant did not lose the money entrusted to him, he decided not to put it to work, and so he was rebuked. The main idea of the parable is clear. God wants us to use the talents and resources He has given us well. James 4 verse 17 reads, "Remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it." This means that accountability is just as much about the good that we should be doing as it is about the evil that we should not be doing. For example, do not pay bribes, do not have an affair with a colleague. Society is negatively impacted when we do the wrong things and when we fail to do the right things, the things God wants us to do. Think about an entrepreneur who God entrusts with a great idea that could generate significant wealth, employ many people, create a diverse value chain, and contribute to the needs of the surrounding disadvantaged community. What is the cost to society if he does not act on that idea? In this example, accountability drives the entrepreneur to God-honoring success, which in turn has a positive impact on society. The truth is that Christian business leaders can really change their marketplace and society by aligning their business practices with biblical principles. Living in healthy accountability relationships helps us to honor God by seeking the peace and prosperity, Jeremiah 29, of the city, culture, and industry in which God has placed us. Accountability has an impact on our future. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Can you imagine God appearing to you in your office and telling you personally that he is going to guide you every step of the way in doing your job or building your business? How amazing would that be? Well, that is exactly what these verses are saying. But while God's guidance is freely given to those who believe in him, it's not automatic. According to these verses, we access it through acknowledging him in all our ways. Let us think about that. In the context of accountability, to acknowledge God means to recognize and submit to him as the owner of all things. And all our ways means exactly that. In our personal and family lives, in the way we work or run our business, in our leisure activities, and so on. This means that the direction of your future depends on how much you are able to submit as a faithful steward to God, who owns everything you have and are. This is an important concept to think about in business. The chaos brought about by the COVID pandemic reminded us about the fact that even the best plans can be disrupted in a moment by things we can't control. This can leave us fearful of the future, of whether or not we will still have a job or a business in a year's time, or even sooner. While Proverbs 3 does not guarantee it either, it does assure us that whatever lies ahead, God will direct and guide his faithful stewards. Remember also that the decisions we face are not always between good and evil, but can also be between two or more potentially good choices, such as which bank to work for, or whether to relocate your business or stay where you are. These are decisions where for one person, one course of action is God's best, and for someone else, the other is God's best. For the person who believes and regularly shows that they are a good steward by being accountable, there is no reason to be afraid of the future. First, because you have the promise of God's guidance, which often comes through the very people to whom you are accountable. And secondly, because even when you do make wrong decisions, which you will, God's love for you and his ownership of all things means that he is able to make such mistakes work for your good and his glory. Romans 8. So what is biblical accountability? Now that we have looked at why being accountable in a biblical way is so important and something every Christian business leader should care about, we will now look more closely at what it means. Accountability is a matter of the heart. For many Christians, accountability suggests a meeting, either one-on-one or in small groups. In this Christian practice, it's often hard to tell apart what to do from how to do it, and yet understanding this difference is important. Some Christians might have stopped doing the what because they had a bad experience with the how. Also, others might be strictly following the how and have completely forgotten about the what. So let us be clear. Biblical accountability is not a meeting. It is the real biblical expression of stewardship, the reasonable heart response, as used in Romans 12, of the person who realizes how much God has entrusted to them for his glory. In simple terms, it means regularly letting others check if our attitude and choices match what the Bible says and what the Holy Spirit guides us to do. We do this to honor God, who we are ultimately responsible to. A good CEO in charge of a successful company will see being accountable to the board not just as reasonable, but also as something desirable. God has given us not just short-term skills and wealth on earth, but also the message and power of His everlasting kingdom. So shouldn't we be even more eager to show our thankful responsibility through sincere accountability? When our hearts are set right, we won't be satisfied with having unemotional, routine accountability meetings just to get it done. Please understand, we are not against accountability meetings with others. We are just saying that the meeting alone, without the right attitude of heart we described, does not fulfill what the Bible means by accountability. Accountability involves other people. Although we can try to hold ourselves accountable for some things, the big problem is how easily we can make excuses for our mistakes to ourselves. It's harder to do that with a trustworthy and wise friend. Listen to the following scriptures that point to this truth. Let us consider how we may spur one another towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews 10, verse 24 to 25. Without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisers they succeed. Proverbs 15, verse 22. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. James 5, verse 16. If anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Galatians 5, verse 1 to 2. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up the other. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, and has not another to lift him up. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 to 12. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. Proverbs 12, verse 15. These verses really show how much God expects us to lean on other believers. Being accountable in a way that ensures we use our gifts and talents correctly and don't waste them is something we can only do with mature and trustworthy people that God has brought into our lives.
Thank you for joining us. This episode of Reframed was brought to you by Ziwani, a community of business leaders who partnered together to live out their kingdom calling in the marketplace within Africa. Ziwani is a Mergon initiative. To know more about us, visit our website at ziwani.com. That's ZIWANI.com.